You know that Ellis Island, the island for immigrants, is a man-made island. It was made from the debris and the dirt taken from the New York subway system. And Ellis Island was always seen as that land of freedom. And so it's unusual that people would see the Statue of Liberty and see Ellis Island, and they would think of the word freedom. St. Paul II said, "Freedom consists not in doing what we like, but in having the ability to do what we ought, to do what we should." We celebrate Juneteenth, as it's become very popular on the news, when the African American slaves were finally told of their freedom in Texas. And they interviewed one of the former slaves, and she said her biggest problem was, "What do I do now? Where do I go? I have my freedom, but I don't have a home. I don't have too many skills. I don't know what to do." Well, in this world, we are faced with these situations often. How many times during this pandemic have people sat in the home and said, "Well, what do we do now? We have all this freedom. We have all this time. How do we responsibly use this, not as something that's a difficult thing, but as the gift of time and freedom to do anything we like?" Of course, in this time of freedom, there are protests, there are riots, and sometimes passion can override reason and accomplishment, and the person who speaks the most loudly, the person who speaks the most passionately, appears to be the most credible, even though they don't have any credentials. The responsibility of all of us, especially in this critical time, is to be those Christians who can think, who can pray, who can act and say, "How do we make change a possibility in our day?" I want to give you two examples of people who had tragedy in their life and they turned out to be okay, but not only that, they saw this as God's opportunity. You remember Joseph, who had the 11 brothers in the Old Testament? In the book of Genesis, he was given a coat of many colors. There was an operetta, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. But his brothers became jealous of them, so they sold him into slavery. And he ended up to be head in Egypt. And when there was a great famine, his brothers came to him. And instead of him being mad at his brothers, this person who was sold into slavery said, "It was God who sent me here for you to be saved." He took something that was bad, that was evil, and saw within it a way to save his family. The second example is of a guy who was very young. He lost his sister, his mother died, his two brothers died, his father died, and by the time he was 22, he had nobody left in his family. He went on to become Pope John Paul II, a saint who said, "I found a way to worship God and to empathize with those people who had lost everything." And what about even Jesus? After the crucifixion, did you ever wonder why Jesus never complains to the apostles? He never screams at them. He never yells at them. He never even punishes them for abandoning him. He said, "Let's get to work." So the next time you see an opportunity for change, or you think you have been wronged, look in your life and say, "I have been given a certain amount of freedom. What choices can I make to make my life better?" But if you don't want to do that, you know what you can do? You can complain about it, mope about it, waste your time about it. And after 20 years, you can still cry about all the things that were taken away from you and spend 20 years missing all the great things that you had an opportunity to do. So let's not complain. Let's take advantage even of hard and difficult times to say, there's always freedom for those people who know what to do with it. Slava Iisusu Hristu!